弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you all。
很高兴再次来到大家当中分享神的话语。
I'm very pleased that once again I'm able to come in the midst of you to share God's word。
在感恩节的这个季节里面。
During the season of Thanksgiving,
我想跟大家来思想关于恩典的这个主题。
I would like to share a message with you regarding to grace.
大家从你的周刊里面就看见今天的主题是恩典的根源、流向跟结果。
Today, if you turn to your bulletin, you will realize the theme of today's message is source, flow, and fruit of God's grace.
请大家翻开马太福音第十一章。
May we turn to Matthew, book of Matthew, chapter 11.
马太福音十一章，我们来看，二十五到三十节。
May we turn to Matthew, chapter 11, from verse 25 to 30.
找到之后，我来读二十五，请大家读二十六，我们读完第三十节。
So once we turn to the scripture, I will do it in a responsive way. I'm going to read verse 25, and I'm going to ask a congregation, to read the following verse, which is 26, and so on.
二十五节，那时，耶稣说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你。”因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就传起来，向婴孩就显出来。
Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do.
一切所有的都是我父交付我的，除了父没有人知道子，除了子和子所愿意指示的，没有人知道父。
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们的心就必得享安息。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
好，我们一起低头，先做个祷告。
May we bow our head and pray first.
亲爱的主，我们恭敬地把以下的时间交在你的手中。
Dear Lord, we give the following time to you in reverent heart.
主啊，我们知道人的言语是有限的。
And Lord, you know there's a limitation, in human lips.
而我们对言语的理解也是有限的。
And also we have limited comprehension due to human language.
所以我们祈求圣灵在我们当中来向我们显明你的心意。
And therefore we ask Holy Spirit to freely move among us and to reveal your own will.
但愿你亲自的来教导我们。
May you come and teach us personally.
帮助我们在这段时间里面能够听到了从上而来的声音。
To help us to hear the voices from above.
成为我们生命的祝福。
So it become the blessing of our life.
成为我们人生的指引。
It become the guide of our life.
主要让我们的生命能够更加的丰盛。
So we can receive riches in our life.
就可以在任何的环境中都可以存感谢的心。
And therefore, we're able to have a grateful heart no matter what circumstances we face.
求主带领我们下面的时间。
And Lord, may you lead the following time.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们先来注意第二十五节。
May we focus on verse 25 first.
二十六节。
And verse 26.
那时啊，这里讲到一个时候。
So there's a particular time.
那时耶稣说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你。”
At the time, Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth."
然后二十六节。
Then verse 26.
这里说：“父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。”
Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do.
这里很明显就是耶稣向上帝他的父亲天地的主来表达他的感谢。
It is very clearly stated that right here Jesus is trying to present his thanksgiving to Heavenly Father.
但是我想先注意前面那两个字。
And yet, I would like to ask all of us to focus the very first few words.
那时
at that time.
那时是一个什么样的一个时候呢
？So what type, what kind of time is that?
其实这个时候对于耶稣来说，并不是一个很好的时候。
And actually, it was a bad time to Jesus.
我们来看第十一章的第二节。
If you can turn to the scripture, that's from Matthew chapter 11 and verse 2.
这里说约翰在监里。
So it was it stated that John was in prison.
就说那个时候约翰施洗约翰被收在监牢里面。
That was a time when John the Baptist was thrown into prison.
约翰是谁呢？
And then who is John?
约翰这个不是讲耶稣的门徒。
This John is not the John the disciple.
这里是讲义人好人施洗约翰。
But rather a righteous person, a good person, he is John the Baptist.
在这个十一章圣经第十一章里面，耶稣曾经来谈论过关于这个约翰。
In this very chapter, Jesus talked about John before.
是非常好的一个好人。
He is a very good person. He is a righteous man.
但是他却被收在监里。
And yet he was thrown into prison.
我们呢从小了就被教导。
We have been taught when we are young.
我们要做好人。
We need to be good.
好人就有好报。
So if we are good, we will receive goodness.
这是我们从小就听到了。
This is what we have learned when we were young.
乖就要奖赏。
Just be obedient, then you will be rewarded.
你好好做功课，你就有好的成绩。
As long as you do your homework well, you will have good grade.
你努力一定有结果的。
If you put in effort, you will receive results.
但是这里说不是。
And yet, what we see is the opposite.
好人被收在监里。
A good person has been thrown into prison.
你看耶稣在那个时候会怎么想呢？
So can you imagine what was going on in Jesus' mind at that time?
一个对那个世界对人有负担有心的人，他都会很失望。
Whoever who had the burden for the righteousness of the world will be disappointed seeing such condition.
黑暗掌权的时候。
This is a time the darkness ruling over the world.
然后我们来看第十六节。
Then we can see verse 16.
第十六节耶稣就说 我可用怎么被解释待呢？好像孩童坐在街石上招呼同伴说，我们向你吹笛，你们不跳舞，我们向你们举哀，你们不随颂。
Jesus said, To what can I compare this generation? They are like children sitting in the marketplace, calling out to the other, We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn.
这里耶稣就讲出那个时候那个时代的一种情况。
So Jesus continued on to describe the condition of that time.
有人在吹笛。
That someone was playing flute.
下面的人不跳舞。
And yet there was no response, no one danced.
他举哀，下面的人不随颂，没有回应。
And when people mourn, no one responded either.
哎呀，这个是这个很麻木的一种情况。
And this is a generation of being insensitive.
就好像一个讲员在那个台上就是用力的讲道，但是你会看见下面的人呢，打盖睡啊，什么反应都没有啊，那是很大的一种的挫折感。
And just like a very energetic, speaker who was preaching on the pulpit, and yet people sitting down there, they were sleeping.
你们不是这样啊。
You are not like this, by the way.
但是这个那个时候是这样。
And however, that was the condition of that time.
这是一个麻木的时代。
This is that was a generation of being numb.
那个时候，耶稣竟然说，父啊，我感谢你。
And that was the time Jesus said, I praise you, Father.
他一定有一个特别的原因的。
Of course, there must be a reason.
我等下才思想。
And then we will go to that reason later.
那个不单是个黑暗掌权、人心麻木的时代。
So that, at the time, not only is the time of being ruled by darkness and people have a callous heart.
这里我们再回到第二节。
Then we, let's return back to verse 2.
这里说耶稣在,这个约翰在监里听见耶稣,基督所做的事，就打发两个门徒去问他说，那将来将要来的是你吗？还是我们要等候别人呢？
So when John heard in prison what Christ was doing, he sent his disciples to ask him, Are you the one who was to come? Or should we expect someone else?
这里是什么意思啊？
What does this mean?
这里是讲到约翰，这个耶稣的亲人，他的表兄，现在问一个问题，耶稣基督，我们要等你啊，还是要等别人？
Now this is a question being posed by Jesus' own relative, his cousin, John the Baptist, saying, Jesus, should we wait for someone else?As the Christ, or should we wait for you?
表示了这个约翰在一种困难、痛苦、被收在监里的那种情况之下了，他也迷失了，他也怀疑了，就是怀疑耶稣的使命。
This means John was in a difficult time. During his troubled time, he started to have doubt and wonder about the mission of Jesus.
有没有被人怀疑过呢？
Have you ever been doubted by others?
And questioned by others? 亲人怀疑过呢?
Even your own relative and family?
这是很伤感的事情。
This could be quite hurting.
是不是啊?
Is it true?
假如是外面的人,不认识我的人怀疑我,我还可以吞得下去,还可以面对。但是我那么好的朋友,我的亲人竟然怀疑我。我真的觉得很伤感啊。
Sometimes we do allow outside of our own family to have doubt about us. But when we have our own family member having doubt on us, then we will feel quite hurt.
所以那也不单是个黑暗掌权，一个人心麻木，也是一个叫他很伤感的一个时刻。
So this is not only a generation.The darkness was ruling over at the time, a generation that are having callous heart, but also a generation is facing a sorrow time.
还有我们再看十八节吧。
And may we focus on verse 18.
这里说约翰来了，就是施洗约翰啊。约翰来了，也不吃也不喝，人就说他是被鬼附着的。人子来了，也吃也喝，人又说他是贪吃好酒的人。
Verse 18, for John came either eating or drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man can eating and drinking, and they say, this is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collector and sinner. But wisdom is proved right by her action.
你知道了 人的言语啊，真是很特别的。
Do you know there are some special attribute about human language?
无论你怎么做都有问题。
No matter what you do, people will say something about you.
约翰不吃不喝，人就会说他被鬼附。
So when John the Baptist, he fasts, he does not eat nor drink, and people say he has a demon.
然后耶稣又吃又喝，人就说他贪吃好酒。
And when Jesus ate and drank, and people say he is a glutton and drunker.
有时候真的面对人的眼光啊，人的言语啊，我们真是没路走啊。 做什么都错。
And sometimes we really couldn't escape people's negative evaluation of us. And no matter what we do, it's always wrong.
这种情况被批评、被闲言闲语的那种情况，这是很大的困扰啊。
So we are troubled by people's gossip and wrongful accusation.
有时候想到耶稣那么好，都会被人讲啊，被人批评啊。我们被人批评就算了，我们算不得什么。
So we think about such a perfect man as Jesus, and even he will be wrong and being accused. Then when we think about us, if we are being wrong or accused, then we shouldn't consider this as a big deal anymore.
不过呢，确实是种闲言闲语啊，真是很大的搞扰啊。
Of course, when we face gossip and false accusation, we often feel troubled.
但是耶稣又在这个时候，他说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你。
And yet, this is the very time Jesus said, I praise you, Father, the Lord of heaven and earth.
他怎么可以做得到的呢？
And how could he do that?
等一下我要跟你们讲那个原因。
Then I'm going to share with you the reason.
那然后我们再来看一处地方，第二十节。
Then let us see verse 20.
二十节一直到二十四节。
From verse 20 to verse 24.
都是讲一件事情
focusing on one very thing.
我们读第二十节
就大概都可以了。Let us read verse 20, that could you all be good enough?
耶稣在诸城中行了许多异能，那些城里的人终不悔改。
Then Jesus began to denounce the cities in which most of his miracles had been performed.Because they did not repent.
你可以看见耶稣很努力的工作。
As you can see, Jesus put in all his might, tried to work hard.
他在诸城中，就是很多的城市里面。
Because he was in several cities, many cities.
行了许多异能。
And he performed many miracles.
不是一个。
Not just one.
是许多。
But many.
而且是异能
but not only just doing ministry, but miracles.
就是很多很特别的、很令人惊讶的一个神迹奇事。
They are not just some ministry, but signs and wonders.
但是那些城里的人终不悔改。
But yet they did not repent.
我想耶稣真的这种情况很失意啊。
I believe Jesus was quite disappointed under such conditions.
有时候我都试过这样的情况。
I have experienced such condition before.
拼命的好好的讲道。
I tried all of my best.
讲了半个小时，讲了四十五分钟。
I preached 45 minutes to 2 hours.
然后希望有人信主。
And I really hope someone will raise their hand.
结果没有人反应的。
And yet there was no response.
那个打击很大。
And I was hurt.
所以我很体会耶稣啊。
And now I can truly feel for him.
不想耶稣也这样了。何况我了。
But then when I think about even Jesus encountered disappointment, then why should I complain about me?
所以我不晓得这里的同工有没有这样的一个感觉。
So I wonder whether the co-workers here, do you feel the same?
努力工作了。
You tried your very best.
悔改的人不多。
And yet there are so few repent.
那感恩节来吃饭的大概不少。
And yet, when we have a Thanksgiving feast, we may have many
guests. 唱歌的也不少。
I trust
去旅行的还可以。
Perhaps when we have a feast, maybe people will come.
但是就是不悔改，不回到神面前。
And yet they just refuse to repent. They don't refuse to come before the Lord.
不是不努力。
It's not that we haven't done our best.
做了很多的工作。
We have done so many things.
但是那些人终不悔改。
And yet many, they refuse to repent.
有没有想过耶稣也有这样的情况啊？
But when we think about it, even Jesus encountered and experienced the same.
然后耶稣在那个时候，那时他说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你。
And at that very time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, the Lord of heaven and earth.
太好了。
我们在欢喜快乐成功有得到什么的时候感恩这是很自然的 And oftentimes when we receive something good we celebrate and we praise and we give thanksgiving naturally
但是假如在失意失望伤感的情况里面还可以感谢那就非同小可了
And yet when you are in the circumstancesOf frustration, disappointment, and sadness, then if you can still give praise,
这是很宝贵
了。This is very odd and this is very wonderful.
你知道这种失望啊、伤感啊、失意啊，你不要以为只是一种心情上的事情而已。
Don't you think your frustration, disappointment, or sorrow, or burden is just something describing the state of your mind and emotion.
不是的，这种情绪，这种心里面的状态，绝对是影响我们的人生的。
The condition of your heart definitely will affect your life.
一个对社会、对不公义的事情感到失望的时候，我们的信仰也会动摇的。
When you feel disappointed to the justice of the society.And soon it will start to shake your faith.
我们的心灵受伤的之后，我们对一些一些事情呢，我们会退缩的。
Once you are hurt and harmed by the thing hurting our spirit, then we will retreat from the world.
我真的看见很多人啊，这个尤其很多年轻人啊，真的有时候经过失败啊、失恋啊。失意啊，被伤害过啊，他就把自己藏在家里啊，不出门的，有没有见过？
I have seen many young people once they encounter failures and difficulties and disappointments and trials, oftentimes they will start to close up themselves and they will hide themselves in their house. Have you seen such people?
我每个星期呢有几天呢，会一早六点钟。我就去接一个老人家去参加我们的六点钟的那个早祷会。
Several days in a week, I will pick up an elder person to attend a morning devotion time.
那个老人家为什么那么迫切的去参加祷告会了
？Why the elder person has burning desire to attend the morning devotion prayer time?
他有一个儿子。
Because he has a son.
去当兵之后呢，回到家里。
Once he was enlisted to military, when he returned from the army.
然后呢，就开始了，什么都不做了。
And then he stopped doing normal daily life once he returned.
就是收藏在自己家里，也不做工，也不做事。
So he closed himself up in the house and stopped doing anything.
有八年之久啊。
For 8 years old. Long.
这个我不晓得他在当兵的时候发生了什么事。
I had no idea.
这个事情就有这种情况出现。
I had no idea what he has experienced during his military service.
有些人被抢过之后啦，也会有问题出现。
And some people once they were robbed, then the person will go affected.
受过伤害了也会出现问题。
So we see those after effect of someone being hurt or injured.
那伤感的人会叫心灵退缩。
So when you're hurt spiritually or mentally, then you naturally will retreat.
那工作上的努力却没有成果了。
And how about when you work all your best for your work and yet receive no reward?
会叫我们在工作上就不再努力了。
So it will make us stop working hard for our job.
这个都是一些影响。
And they are all the true effect and result.
假如你有这种情况
了。Of the negative impact.
我们要好好的来在神面前来学习耶稣他究竟怎么来胜过这样的一种情况的呢
？If you do experience what I have mentioned above, then maybe we should focus how can Jesus overcame the circumstance and stood up.
我觉得有几个观念，我想今天跟大家思想。
I would like to share with you a few concepts here.
我们再来看圣经 第二十六节。
Let us focus on verse 26.
这里说父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
Jesus said, yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do.
他对于恩典这个来源有一个很清楚的一个了解。
Jesus had a very clear understanding of the source of the blessing.
换句话说，他知道神的美意。
In other words, Jesus understood what pleased the Lord.
那个恩典是从神的美意里面出来的。
The blessing outflow from the pleasing heart of the Lord.
换句话说，
In other words,
他从来没有想过世界给他什么恩典。
That is,He never seek for the blessing and the grace from the world.
他从来没有期盼人给他什么恩典。
He never expect he may receive any blessing or grace from men.
甚至他不认为他的努力会一定会带给他什么成果。
Even to a point, he never expect to receive reward from his labor.
他知道恩典是从上而来的。
He understood the source of grace is from above.
是出于神的美意。
It is all from the goodwill of God the Father.
这是圣经讲的。
This is what the Bible says.
很多地方都提到这一点。
It's mentioned in many places in the Bible.
我们要定睛在神的意念里面。
Let us focus our mind to God's will.
比方说耶利米第二十九章。
For example, Jeremiah chapter 29.
那里提到神向我们所怀的意念是个赐平安的意念。
It talk about that God's will for us is a will to give us peace.
应该是十一节啊，二十九章十一节。但是神的意念是赐平安的意念。
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans toprosper you and not to harm you, plan to give you hope and a future.
弟兄姐妹，我们要有这个信心。
And dear brothers and sisters, we should have faith in this verse.
无论那个环境是怎么样的时候，
No matter what circumstances we are facing,
我们都相信他的意念是赐平安的意念。
We must trust that his plans for us is to prosper us,
而不是伤害的意念。
And not to harm us.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
我过去三十多年，
For the past 30 years of my life,
遇到不少的困难。
I have encountered many difficulties.
有不少的失意、失望的事情。
I have faced many frustrations and disappointments.
也有不少的真的是伤感的事情。
And truly something I should feel sorrowful.
我相信不单是我。
I believe I'm not the only one.
很多人都会遇到的。
I believe many people have encountered.
不过因为我的担子，我的工作比较多，比较重。
But perhaps because I have a greater burden due to my ministry.
所以这种情况更严重。
And therefore, the burden is more severely, being severely multiplied.
但是我很感恩。
And yet, I feel grateful.
在最初的那个起点里面。
In the very beginning point.
那当我要成立脚伸这个布道团的时候。
When I began to plan to establish the organization for this gospel organization,
我就领受了一句的很重要的神的话语。
I have received a very important word from God.
就是这个耶利米书里面那个窑匠啊，
that is the,
那团泥的那段圣经。
That is the message in the book of Jeremiah, how he saw potter, how he used clay to make pot.
那里有句话非常好的。
A word in the book of Jeremiah is truly good.
我当时理解了那段圣经呢，就是说每一个转动，好像那个泥在转盘里面，每个转动都有上帝的眼目的看顾。
What I comprehend at the time is when the potter's when the clay is in potter's hand, whenever the the pot turn, the clay turn, there must be a good will behind it.
转动是转动啊，这个很可怕的。环境改变是有时候会叫人担心的。
And actually, whenever we see condition changes in our life, it's quite frightening to us because we don't know what we are going to experience.
但是那段圣经有一句话非常宝贵。
And yet there is a precious word in that passage.
就是他看怎么样好就怎么样做。
That he did as he sees and pleased to do.
那就是我刚才讲的，他的意念是一个要好的意念，是一个赐平安的意念。
That is just like the word I mentioned. He has a plan for us and is to prosper us, not to harm us.
我可以用几十年的经验来说明这句话。
I can use the decades of my life experience to declare this very truth.
所以我慢慢学会一件事情。
And therefore, I gradually to learn.
我的盼望
my hope
不在于世界上
does not rooted in this world.
我的盼望不在于人的怎么对待上
my hope does not root in human.
我的盼望是在乎上帝。
But rather trust in God alone.
事实上，雅各新约的雅各也是这样理解的。
And actually, this is how James understood in the New Testament.
他说，所有美善的恩赐都是从上面来的。
He said, all goodness came from above.
还有一个诗人，他也是这样说。
A psalmist also said this.
我的好处不在你以外。
There is no goodness other than you.
有没有读过这些圣经啊？
都是很清楚的。Read about this? I believe you have remembered.
所以我觉得弟兄姐妹，我们要认识这个恩典的根源不在世界。
And therefore, brother and sister, let us recognize the root and the source of blessing.
是在上帝的
美意。It's not in this world.But rather in God's plan for us.
所以在这种环境中，耶稣能够感恩。
And therefore, Jesus can give praise under such circumstance.
因为他知道神的美意。
Because he realized God's plan.
父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do.
这是第一点。
This is my first point.
那第二个地方
Secondly,
我要讲恩典的流向
The flow of the blessing.
神的恩典是给所有的人的
God intend to give his blessings to all.
就是好像圣经说神用日头叫好人也叫不好的人
Just like what the Bible say, the sun shine upon good and the bad.
神的降雨给好人也给不好的人。
And the rain give to good and the bad.
神的恩典都给所有的人。
God's blessing is meant for all.
没有分别。
There is no difference.
没有偏心。
There is no favoritism.
但是呢
And yet,
只有那些某些人才可以有一种容量去承载这个恩典。
But only certain people can have the capacity to receive such blessing.
有些人懂得感恩。
Some people, they know how to have a grateful heart.
有些人不懂得感恩。
And yet some people do not know how to have a grateful heart.
有些人得到一点点，他就会觉得很感谢。
Some people, once they just receive a little, they feel so thankful.
有些人拥有很多，失去了一点点就会埋怨。
Some people they may have a lot, and yet when they just lose a little bit, they start to complain.
那是因为他没有个容量来容纳上帝的恩典。
That's because he does not have a big enough capacity to receive the volume of God's blessing.
那种上帝的恩典临到我们，也必须我们有一个正确的态度。
When God's blessing flow upon us, that we need to have a correct attitude to receive.
好，那什么是好正确的态度呢？
Then what is considered a correct attitude?
我们再来看二十五节。
Let us turn to verse 25.
那时耶稣说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就传起来，向婴孩就显明出来。”
At the time, Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned, and revealed them to little children."
啊，这是一个很重要的一个对恩典呢承载了吸收的一个态度。
And this is a very important attitude to in order to receive a blessing.
什么叫婴孩呢？
What does it mean a little children? What does it mean a little children?
婴孩就是说就是生出来的 infant.
So little children is more like infants.
就是说他不能够保护自己的。
A little baby, they couldn't protect themselves.
他不能够自己找东西来吃的。
So the infant, they are not able to support themselves and sustain themselves.
他就是什么都不能够做。
So the infant basically, they couldn't do anything.
他只有完完全全的依靠他的父亲母亲，依靠人来喂养他的。
Except fully relying on someone to raise them and give them food and support
来保护他的。
To protect them.
这个非常单纯的一种情况。
It's just a pure and simple like that.
一无所靠了。
They have nothing to depend on upon themselves.
当我们到这样一个谦卑单纯的依靠神的时候，
When we are humble and humble ourselves to such a point and to trust in the Lord,
神的恩典就临到我们。
Then that's the time God's grace and blessing start to flow upon us.
我们也可以吸收了。
Then we are able to absorb the blessing.
今天很多时候，上帝的恩典临到我们的聪明，我们所谓的通达，常常会叫我们拒绝、拒绝、拒绝。
Oftentimes, even God's blessing and grace has flowed upon us, and yet because we thought we're intelligent,
我们常常都
we have wisdom, we start to reject God's grace.
我们常常都听到人说我不明白，所以我不信。
And we have heard many people say, because I don't understand, and therefore I do not want to believe.
通不过我的理性，我不信。
Because it couldn't convince my logic to go through my understanding.
其实我们的不信不会影响上帝的荣耀的。
And actually, our unbelief won't affect God's glory at all.
不过我们的不信也不能够为我们成就什么事情。
And however, our unbelief won't achieve anything good for our own.
假如有块面包。
Let's say if there is a piece of bread.
在你的面前。
The bread is placed before you.
你的肚子很饿。
And then at the time you are very hungry.
那正好了，有块面包多好。
And just at the right moment, there's a piece of bread right in front of you.
你就很简单的把它吃下去。
You can simply take it and eat the bread.
那你就很饱足了。
And then you will be fulfilled.
他说怎么可以这样啊？
And then some people may say, how could this be?
我都没有经过研究。
I haven't gone through the study and research.
我都不晓得它是为什么能够让我吃得饱。
I have no idea why that piece of bread can
fulfill
my hunger.
能够这么糊糊涂涂什么都不问什么都不理解就把它吃下去呢？
And how can I be so ignorant and take the bread without asking and research?
不是的，你吃下去就好了。
No, it's just simply if you eat it, you will be fulfilled.
很多人都这样吃过嘛。
And because so many people have eaten the bread.
很多基督徒都可以叫你做见证嘛。
So many Christians can do their testimony before you.
你要尝尝主恩的滋味，就知道他是美善的。
If you taste how good of our Lord, then you know he's good.
看一块面包，你看一千次、一万次，对你都没有帮助的。
No matter how much time, how much longer you look at this bread, it will do no good to you.
所以单纯的心是很有福气的。
And therefore, to have a simple heart is truly actually a blessing.
上帝的恩典都很简单的。
And actually, God's grace is very simple.
你需要呼吸， 你就呼吸了嘛，很简单啊。
If you need to breathe, you just breathe and intake the air.
你就生存下去了。
How simple is that? And you took the air.
我们很感恩了，因为我们的呼吸啊，不要 program 的，要 program 才呼吸就麻烦了。
We should be very grateful. When we intake the air, we don't need to program our body. If we still need to go through programming, then it will be a lot of trouble.
这是上帝的恩典，就是你呼吸就得到了。
This is truly grace from God. As long as you breathe, you will have air and you live.
我听过一个这样的小故事。
I've heard a small story like this.
有一个孤儿院。
There was an orphanage.
有一帮小朋友在唱歌。
A group of orphan little children, they were singing.
唱得很高兴。
They were praised and
很快乐。
They were very happy and excited.
大家都在唱歌。
Sing the song.
唱什么了？
They sang the song.And what did they sing?
他说耶稣爱我，我知道。
That Jesus, they sang, Jesus loves me.
This I
know.
有圣经告诉我。
For this is what Bible tells me so.
有没有唱歌啊？
Have you sang this song before?
耶稣爱我，我知道，因有圣经告诉我。
Jesus loves me, this I know.
下。
For the Bible tells me so.
是不是很快乐就唱了？
Isn't this a happy song?
然后呢，唱的大家都很快乐的时候，突然间有个人就出来。
And while people were happily singing the song, then all of a sudden there came a person.
他就很不以为然的对那个小朋友说。
And he was mad, and he spoke to the children.
你真的知道耶稣爱你吗？
Do you truly know that Jesus loves you?
假如耶稣爱你，你为什么会在孤儿院里面呢？
If Jesus truly loves you, why are you ending up in the orphanage?
那些小孩子听到，大家都不晓得怎么回答。
And all the children, they couldn't answer with such a question.
但大家都不唱歌了。
Then all of a sudden they stop singing.
那快乐也没有了。
All of a sudden there's no more happiness.
那何必呢？
Then what's the purpose continue to sing?
那种痛苦的问题。
And such a painful or hurtful question.
罪恶的问题。
And this is a question due to sin.
生的问题。
Because it goes.
死的问题。
Need to ask people to think about life and death.
这完全是超过。我们的理性所能够了解。
Because this is something way beyond what we can comprehend as a human.
我们相信上帝的恩典。
As long as we trust in the God, in the grace of God.
在整个创造的大地上。
That through all of his creation.
处处都是恩典。
They are actually filled with God's grace.
我们用简单的信心简单的态度就可以领受了。
With a simple heart, we can receive the grace.
所以耶稣说，像婴孩就显明出来。
And therefore, Jesus said, "This will be revealed to them, to
like
little children."
上帝的恩典也是这样的。
Same, this is the same to God's grace.
他是流向那些婴孩，好像婴孩这样的一种单纯的心中。
God's grace flow upon those who have a heart like little children.
还有这里，耶稣还说了一件事情。
And Jesus mentioned something else here.
他说，第二十九节
，verse 29，
我心里柔和谦卑。他说。我的心是柔和谦卑的。
For I am gentle and humble.
恩典是流向哪里呢？流向一个柔和谦卑的心。
So where is the blessing flowing to? The destination of the blessing is flowing to those who are gentle and humble.
他向谁柔和谦卑呢？
And who is Jesus being gentle and humble to?
他向上帝的旨意柔和谦卑。
That Jesus is gentle and humble to God's plan and will.
神所安排的所有的事情临到他的生命中的，他都谦卑的接受。
Jesus was willing to receive God's plan for him in a gentle and humble heart.
这是不容易的。
It is not easy.
但是呢，常常那些最大的恩典、最宝贵的恩典，都是经过一段的路程、一种的试炼，然后产生出来的。
And oftentimes, the most precious grace and the biggest blessing were developed through trials.
神的恩典有许多的种类。
There are many kinds and types of God's grace and blessing.
有些一下就可以理解了。
And some of them you can comprehend easily.
有些是你经过一段的路程、一个过程来知道的。
And some of them that you need to experience certain journey in order to appreciate.
耶稣的人生其实充满了悲情。
And actually, life of Jesus was filled with sorrow.
一点都不快乐。
There is no happiness in his life.
能够快乐的时间，最少我们在圣经里面看到的不多。
And actually, what we have seen, the happy moments in Jesus' life were very few.
当然，圣经也说耶稣有欢乐起来的时候。
Of course, we do see some occasions that Jesus were happy.
他的内心一定是很平安的。
Of course, he must have a very peaceful heart.
但是从人的眼光来看，他的人生充满了悲哀。
And yet, from human point of view, his life was filled with difficulties and sorrows. Why?
他常常被人批评，被人重伤。
Because he was falsely accused by many.
他说，狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，我却没有枕首的地方。
He said, fox may have holes, and birds might have nests, and yet I have no place to lay my head.
然后他被他的门徒出卖。
And then he was betrayed by his very own disciple.
然后他被人重伤，被人钉在十字架上。
And he was hurt and falsely accused, and then he was crucified on the cross.
被人弃弄。
And people mock him, ridicule him.
最后一无所有。
And at the end, he had nothing on this earth.
然后死在十字架上。
And even died on the cross.
埋葬。
Then he was buried.
什么都没有。
He had nothing.
你可以想象，
Can you imagine?
假如耶稣不是柔和谦卑，
Can you imagine if Jesus wasn't
完全的相信上帝的美意，
and truly put his full trust in God's good will for him，
他走不完这条路的。
He couldn't accomplish his journey on earth。
但是当然，十字架不是最后的。
Of course,The cross is not the end of the journey.
坟墓也不是最后的。
Grave is not the end of the journey.
最后就是他复活，成为世界的盼望。
The end is that he resurrected. At the end, became the hope of the whole world.
今天他成为所有人的祝福。
Today, he became the blessing. He becomes the blessing of all.
但是经过这段的十字架的苦路，
and yet he needed to go through the journey of the cross.
不单是耶稣，
not just Jesus.
在历史上，在教会历史上，我们常常都看见这种情况。
Actually, we have seen many in the history of church.
就好像中国的教会就很明显。
And just like the church history in China.
这还是几十年前的事情。
And just a few decades ago.
曾经在1949年之后那些年间，听说中国的教会只剩下几十万的基督徒。
And time after 1949, we have known there's only a few hundred thousand Christians left in China.
然后
what I have heard.
然后文化大革命的时候就很明显了。
And of course, it became very evident during the period of Cultural Revolution.
教会全部被毁。
All the churches have been shut down and destroyed.
成为祸疮。
And they all become, they were ruined.
然后圣经被烧。
And all the Bibles were burned.
敬虔的基督徒被关。
All the devoted Christians, they were locked down in jail.
你看到这种情况之下，你会怎么来看这个？ 基督徒呢?
When you see the circumstances like that, how may you view Christians?
你怎么来看信仰呢?
And how would you view this faith?
你怎么来看上帝的工作呢?
And how could you imagine what God is doing?
但在那个时候,
And yet at that very time,
最少,
at least,
有几十万的基督徒,
of still a few hundred thousand Christians,
他们对上帝的旨意
They still have a heart to God's plan.
心存谦卑。
They still are godly and they are pious and gentle and humble before God.
相信上帝的美意。
They trust in God's good will.
他们在监牢里面坚守他的信仰。
And they stood fast in the prison.
现在我们知道了。
And now we understand.
今天。这个我们的中国的这个土地里面有许许多多的教会
now,
许许多多的爱主的人信主
And now we see so many churches in China filled with brothers and sisters who love the Lord
听说超过一亿的基督徒
And we have heard it's over 100 million
这个假如不是上帝的保守上帝的恩典
If it wasn't through the protection and guidance of God's hand
这个是不可能的事情
This is something impossible to achieve
我们做传道人都有个经验
That we preachers, we have experience
从中国出来的我们的同胞
And when we see our people from China our own flesh and blood
他们信主的情况被香港比台湾比东南亚其他地方的情况都好
And if they are Christians from China they are much more solid compared to the Christian in Hong Kong or North America
所以有两个心态很重要
And therefore there are two attitudes we
领受上帝的恩典
must pay attention that is to receive God's grace
像婴孩的单纯
We need to be as simple andPure like a child.
像耶稣基督的柔和谦卑。
And we need to be gentle and humble like Jesus.
完全的接受上帝的美意。
And fully accept the plan from God.
一切的困难都不是突然的。
That none of the difficulties were accident.
然后最后就是恩典的成果结果。
At the end is the result.Of the blessing.
我们就看见这个圣经里面提到耶稣这个呼召。
Right here we see there's a calling from Jesus.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
That whoever were weary and burdened, they can come to me.
我要使你们得安息。
And I will give you rest.
这个是一个我们常常都是很独立的来看这节圣经。
Oftentimes we single out this verse out of the passage.
但是假如我们从整段圣经来看这段圣经的话
And however, if we read it from the entire passage,
我们就看这个很宝贵的信息。
Then we will realize that this is truly a jewel in the scripture.
耶稣他能够这样宣告说凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
That Jesus was able to declare, Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
他成为别人的安息之所。
He became a resting place for others.
这是很难得。
And this is truly precious.
因为他懂得来承受恩典。
Because he understood and he realized how to receive the blessing from above.
所以他就能够成为个施恩的人。
And therefore, he can became, the vessel, become the vessel to give out the grace.
这个我觉得一个人的人生很成为别人的祝福，那是一个最美的人生。
I think if you can become a life of blessing to others,It's a truly beautiful life.
恩典的目的不是单单让我得享安息。
The purpose of blessing is not I may enjoy rest alone.
上帝的恩典的目的，那个最美的成果，是让我们成为别人的祝福。
The purpose of a blessing for us is that so we may become the blessing for others.
但是假如恩典只是临到我的身上的话，那我们的教会就会慢慢产生一种非常自私的基督徒了。
If the blessing is only flowing to me alone as myself as an individual, then the entire church will be a very self-centered place.
不是这样的。
No, it is, shouldn't be so.
我最近唱一首歌叫《让我爱》这首歌。
I have sang a song recently, is that Allow Me to Love.
我很喜欢这首歌。
I love this song.
这首歌呢，唱到最后的时候。
At the end of the lyrics.
他说，让我求别人的喜悦，以度此岁。
At the end of lyrics, it goes like this. May I have a purpose to seek to please others, to become the goal of my life.
我以前当我唱到这里的时候，我以为那个写抄写的人抄错了。
When I was young, when I read the lyrics, I thought there was something wrong with the translation. People who wrote down the lyrics.
因为我们的教导不是叫讨人的喜悦啊。
Because we are not being taught to please, to be pleasing to others.
保罗不是说我岂是讨人的喜悦吗？
Because didn't Paul say I'm not here to please others?
我们要讨上帝的喜悦才对啊。
But rather to please the Lord, isn't that so?
但是当我再唱一首歌的时候
，And however, when I continue to sing the song,
同时在我思想这个经文的时候
and when I start to meditate and digest this passage
我开始明白
then I gradually understand
一个蒙恩的心灵
when I have a heart like a vessel receiving
它不单单
blessing
它不单单能够经过人生许多的困难苦楚
not only such personis able to go through the trials and difficulties of life.
他也能够成为一个使别人喜悦的那个人。
But also can become a conduit for others to enjoy blessing through him.
恩典不一定叫我们欢喜快乐那一种。
Blessing is not a thing that can make us joyful or happy.
当然这个很多的。
Of course, that's a type of blessing.
上帝的恩典都让我们可以感到欢喜快乐的。
Because God's blessing truly can make us happy and joyful.
但是有一种的恩典。
And however, there's another type of blessing.
是可以带你经过所有人生的苦路。
That will enable to carry you to go through all the difficulties of life.
而且他能够成为叫别人喜悦的那一个人。
And in turn, you can bring joy to others.
这是很容易理解的。
And this is easy for us to comprehend.
耶稣他经过一切的苦路。
Jesus has been through all the bitterness of life.
他能够感谢。
And yet, he's still able to give thanks to God.
所以圣经就这样形容他。
And therefore, the scripture describes him as...
他能够体恤我们一切的软弱
that he understands he's compassionate for us
他能够扶持我们
he understands us and he supports us and guides us
最后
and at the end
在感恩节的时候
in the season of thanksgiving
我祝福大家
I would like to bless you
得到各样美好的恩典
To receive all types of blessing.
让我们欢喜快乐那一种。
And a type of blessing that can make us happy.
同时
Yet at the end,
我们也领受
at the same time,
一种的恩典。
We are also willing to receive a type of blessing.
更有力量。
To strengthen us even more.
去面对。
To be able to face.
那些不太好的环境。
To face.Difficult situation.
然后
then
我们能够使别人得到喜悦
then others may be blessed and feel joyful through us.
那是最美的恩典
and that will be the most beautiful one.
我们一起低头祷告
May we bow our heads and pray.
感谢主耶稣，你曾经活过在这个世界上。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for you have lived on this earth.
你经过各样的 人生的各样的道路。
You have been through all different ways of life.
所以你能够体恤我们。
And therefore you understand us.
主啊，我们真的愿意应你自己的呼召。
And Lord, may we respond to your calling.
去到你的面前。
To come before you.
来领受你的恩典。
To receive your blessing.
主啊，赐给我们一个婴孩的单纯的心。
And Lord, may you give us a pure heart like a little child.
也赐给我们一个对父神的旨意有一个完全的谦卑柔和。
And give us a heart of gentle and humble to receive God's plan for us.
好让我们能够领受主的恩典。
So that we may receive your blessing.
真的好像利托生弟兄所说。
Just like what a brother watchman need said.
就有能力以求别人的喜悦，以度此岁。
So that we are able to seek to please others as the goal of our life.
主，听我们的祷告。
And Lord, may you listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.